A woman rides the beast. Revelation 17:7. And the angel said to me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall descend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. Here she comes, riding the beast out of the bottomless pit. For what will be her final act? Here are the several phases of the Roman beast as it carries the mother of harlots. It was, and is not, and shall ascend, before it goes to perdition. This is repeated with a slight variation before the verse closes. Observe. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. Chapter 13 gives us a little more detail as to the circumstance of these phase changes in this, the Roman or sea beast in its final manifestation. Revelation 13:3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. This beast obviously was, before one of his heads seemed to be wounded to death. It had 7 heads. This state of apparent death answers to the is not and yet is phase, and of course the healing answers to the and shall ascend phase. Also notice the adulation or comparable wonder that the beast receives in both of the above illustrations. And there is more. It is written as verse 14, the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Here we observe that this beast received its head wound by a sword and did live, a further witness of our correct harmony in synchronizing these verses, as well as ascertaining the cause of its temporary demise and subsequent resurrection. Warfare, or a sword, was the mode of judgment and the cause of what appeared to be its near death. The Vatican lost its sovereignty after 1260 years of overt tyranny imposed by its false miracles, deceptions, and fornication with the several 10 horns of the sea beast locality. But it did not die. Only one of its 7 heads had been wounded. By her cunning and intrigue, she has regained her sovereignty and now exercises a tyranny unparalleled, under the shadow of practiced deception and international intrigue, so much so that she is about to implement her Mark of the Beast system on the entire planet. Revelation 17:9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. These 7 hills, or mountains, only point us to the domicile of the woman, that we may identify her and so unravel the enigma. E.B. Eliot, Matthew Henry, the great reformers, and numerous early church fathers all agree, and direct us to the famed 7-hilled city of Rome, to look there for the seat of this blasphemous, adulterous, apostate church. There we will find her headquarters. A riddle of king or beast powers. Now we turn to the enigma of the beast powers, that we might rightly determine their place and interaction with the people of God in history. Observe Revelation 17:10-11. And there are 7 kings. 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goeth into perdition. To avoid confusion here, we look at the Greek for the word kings, basileus, meaning a sovereignty or foundation of power, so not necessarily a singular king or man. Verse 11 interchanges the word beast, the Greek therion, in reference to those kings, so clarifying the use in this context, being the same apocalyptic term that is the object of our exposition. Therefore, we understand that there are seven beast powers. Five had fallen in history at the time John receives the revelation, 95 AD. Following our established hypothesis that the revelation only concerns powers having to do with the people of God, we must reach into the history of the Hebrew nation for the previous powers that it interacted with. Five had fallen. 1. Egypt. 2. Assyria. 3. Babylon. 4. Medo-Persia. And 5. Greece. The one is, would be the Roman beast present at the time when it exiled John to Patmos. Number 6 is Rome. This leaves the other beast, which is not yet come, to appear sometime in the future afterwards, which must be the beast revealed in chapter 13 as the earth beast. Number 7, America. Then one of the former seven reasserts itself at the end and is enumerated as the eighth. Because it is the Roman beast that goes to perdition when Christ comes, it must be the sixth that reasserts itself as the eighth when its deadly head wound is healed. So number 8 is Rome, the Babylon whore acting vicariously through the image of the beast. Now we get more detail into the divisions of power represented by the horns of this beast. Verse 12, and the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet. About 95 AD, when John penned the Revelation, these divisions of the beast power represented by the 10 horns had received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Some interpret the 1 hour by the day-year principle, which would represent a literal period of about 2 weeks. However, the context seems to imply something quite different. Chapter 18 gives even more details of the events described, where the time designated as 1 day at Revelation 18:8 is also called 1 hour in verses 10, 17, and 19, clearly indicating that the time is neither literal nor precise, but rather a brief period of time, unspecified as to its precise length. Therefore, it seems preferable to understand the expression 1 hour here in the same sense as signifying a brief but unspecified period of time. 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These 10 and various divisions of the Roman Empire speedily succeeded their power to the beast and the whore which it carried. The various kings, parliaments, prime ministers, and governors of these divisions over the history of the 1260-year epoch in view rarely ruled independently of the power and strength of the beast controlled by the apostate whore. Verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Here we look forward to the end in view for the beast power, that is, the time foretold when it goeth into perdition, when Christ returns with all of his saints, who will never again be overcome by their enemies, but rather will overcome them. However, in the meantime, the beast power will make war with the Lamb. Verse 15. And he saith to me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. Here the angel does regress to explain the meaning of the many waters on which the great whore is seated. being a highly populated area of different nations of various languages, easily identified as Western Europe, the old world locality of the Western Roman Empire, which rose up out of the sea rather than the earth at the era indicated. Verse 16. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Though judgment had previously fallen on the seat of the beast, Revelation 16:10, where the whore sat when it received its wound by the sword, the 10 divisions experiencing that same judgment, nevertheless, did not repent. Here we see a total and complete desolation where they, the horn powers, which she used and abused or committed fornication with, will finally turn on her and burn her with fire. Verse 17. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. May we always be assured that no matter what the circumstance of the world around us and our place in it, it is the will of God and his purpose that rules. Verse 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The emphasis, the importance of understanding just who and what this great apostate whore church is again asserted. God does not want his elect to be mistaken whatsoever about the identity of this woman, where her seat is, and what she represents. Verse 19.